eyes of the Lord, and I lift my hands to worship us. And this afternoon I remembered my call. I remember the Lord gave it to me years and years ago, and I'm sure Sister Gerda had the same call. Remember, I was called to love Jesus. That was my call. Still my call. Our greatest call is to love the Lord Jesus. And when we fall in love with somebody, we want to do anything to please them. Obedience comes easy. Serving comes easy. So the call to the bride is a call to lovership with Jesus. Oh, let us love him. You be free in these meetings to pray out any time, to sing out. Just know that Jesus is in the midst, and we're all sitting around his feet.
Love with everlasting love.
In the love which cannot see. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mrs. Robinson told us that the more we say, I love you, Jesus, the more love he gives us. So it's good to say, I love you, Jesus, that he may give us more love for him. Hallelujah. Sister Gerda, when did you first fall in love with Jesus? You remember? Yes, was it 5 years of age?
10 years old.
10 years old.
What should I say to you? Oh, Uma Musa gave woman Ken, he could Dan Ying. Brother Hans Wolf, two English and Chinese together. Brother Hans Wolf gave us a picture, and it was called, it was a movie. That day we weren't in the church we're now in. Woman Siga Fenta. We were in we had lots of people. And I guess I was about 5 years old. They had to have another, it was, now it's a grocery store, a deli. But Nidashahosha, Bianchangiga, Jurishia, Weishahaitse. And they had a potbelly stove in there. I remember the teachers, Regina Nikolaushin, and he showed us a film. And it was called King of Kings. Very old-fashioned. You didn't hear anything. And it had just words. It was black and white. Just words. And, oh, it was so, it touched my heart. I was a little girl. And I saw how Jesus was so kind. He even, one little girl, her doll, the legs didn't work, and he fixed those legs. she said, you can heal legs. And Yesu ta ba negatwe nomha. I thought, what, Jesus even did that for that little girl. And I saw how they aided him. Kanchen taman samahanta samadeta pohal. And we cried because we saw him crucified. Lazarus, he told Lazarus to come from the dead. Remember the result of that film. I went home and I said to my mother, I didn't say I want to believe in Jesus. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Ask him to come into my heart. I was about 5 years old, 5, 6 years old. Influenced me very much. So, I was very shy. I'm still shy. And I was very shy and I didn't talk much. And I was sick often with bronchitis. So my mother would tell me stories. Bronchitis. And my mother would tell me stories about the Gu Shehou the Sung Tu. Namaha, Tana Nama, Piesha Ichia. She would tell me about the lives of the saints. She had those books in German. I still have them. They're in the old German language, very old. She would tell me about those saints, the lives of the saints. Three books, and how they gave everything to Jesus. Piesha Soy of the Weiju. Oh, Watina and Xianmu. Jigger into a jigger, jigger into a nigger. Meika Putong, Tam de Chiekua Tamayang. And I love to hear those stories. Told me about Madame Guy and Gerhard Ter Stegen, Fenelon, all these. Oh, even about Teresa. When she was a little girl, she saw Jesus, and they were all drawn by Jesus. Those stories lived in my head and influenced my life. I thought I was still, I didn't even go to school yet. But I thought all the German people were Christians. But anyway, soyo dagoren shichitu tu. Oh, di iwa iwe chen shijia shichitu tu. I thought everybody in the world was Christian. Then I found out, busu, how I would say shab, taka soyo the dagoren. Anyway, woman, chu the tifa megasaho. There were many German people in that area, Ridgewood. Now it's different. But at that time, so you could walk to church and just about all the stores, they come into Laoban, Dokwei Short, Dolan. So I thought all the German people with Christians. How I wish I'm sure were. Heidside kindergarten, from kindergarten to eighth grade, kindergarten. Anyway, we're chang chang ka, so, oh, tamen Nikolaus, yeah, we're paui pao, yeah, ka, so, how my tashu take wa iga tiaoze. She gave me a note and sent it home to my mother. She needs cod liver oil every day, cod liver oil. You can yo, yeah, mate, and yo, oh, wahan, bushy when mate, and he gun make a cod with all. So he were bien chung gung, I became even more shy, more in song. Cause it's I was shin me, yo, eka, kamu, nigga, show me ching yo, yo, call superin. Siren wa ifamian se feichum shai. But in my heart, I wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. So we had show and tell in first grade. Show and tell, and show your book and tell them about it. And say, what is shu? Busevan toa. Cause what is shu? Tosha quite yesu. So he would tie down she said, jit it. Oh, Tama and Shia. They need to read these books about Jesus. And I told them about it. Lima Yigatom Shia, a classmate, he said to me, you have only books like that. Yo, so, yo, again, Bahawisa. But that's what I had. That's what was in my heart. And it came through Ula Musa. I knew that Brother Hans Walfu, Ula Musa is Brother Hans Walfu in Chinese. Ula Musa. And Uncle Hans.
For you. Translate for you.
I appreciate it.
And I knew he loved me.
Aww.
He never told me that. But I knew he loved me. I knew he prayed for
Amen.
Me. And he did. He did.
Hallelujah.
And he followed me to Taiwan in 1967. In 1967年我9月20号到了台湾。 那个时候要住4年, at that time you had to stay there 4 years before you could go home for a furlough. 他们有这个规矩, that was their system. We didn't belong to any organization. We were missionaries from Ridgewood. I joined Sister Pearl and Sister Elizabeth. So 4 years, and then Ula Musa. 11月1967年到了，就是认识周金海牧师，那个时候他不是牧师，他做那个翻译，做的非常认真，他的手，他的样子到最后的照片都一样。 His picture was the same then as in the last picture. He was always the same. He didn't change. But that's how my life went. And then I told already, when I was 10, almost going on 11, we came up here. 跟姐姐姐姐需要照顾我做几 她比我大八岁, my sister is older 8 years, and she's always very grown up. I was always a child and different from my sister. She was always very 成熟,我不是成熟, 所以在我脑子游泳, oh, I'm going to go swimming and boating. Don't say when I, now, in my mind, I was thinking, oh, we're going on a bus. I don't have to sleep the whole night. And the bus went rocked back and forth. I liked that. We sat in the back and it went back and forth. So you were how cozy. 不需要睡觉一个晚上,我觉得睡觉 I thought that sleeping was wasting my time. I thought sleeping, I don't have to sleep the whole night. I thought that was fun. And it was fun to be in that bus going back and forth. You see, my mind, that's how my mind worked in those days. And some things still work that way. I think it's fun coming up. Everybody thinks it's funny that I drive yet, because I'm already 83. That's nothing. Wow. Driving is fun. Wow. And I do stick driving. Wow. You know. So, what's your answer? So, But at the door, my mother said, like a knife, my mother was quiet. 非常温柔,她不是骂我,她很少骂人. She didn't scold me. She said, it's about time you were baptized with the Holy Spirit. She said, 她说,时间到了,应该被圣灵充满. You can, look, your sister was only 9 years old, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And here you are 10, going on 11, and me, you haven't been filled yet. I know. So, 一定要去那个地方追求. So, that word went in my heart like a big knife. 而且我觉得很不好意思,非常深进入我的心. It went into my heart, deep, and her words, they stuck there. So I came here the first day, 因为一个晚上我们没有睡觉,第一个晚上我们 And I was very tired the first night because we didn't sleep all night on the bus. And in those days, the bus took a, we had no highway. We didn't have the Northway. So we went to Albany. Then Albany, every little city, they were little cities then, Saratoga Springs, Glens Falls, you had to go through those cities. Sometimes in those days, the cars, radiators would go over, they had to stop, get more water. Different now. And we came to Warrensburg, Dollar Warrensburg, Olight, Jeho, Chestertown, Chabador, the Ochidian, Salshan, the Ochidian, Ikuwen, Shansanega, Chota. And from there, Chestertown, you had to get another car that would bring you to camp. A taxi, some kind of car. Not a real taxi, but somebody that could take you. Bushiton Camp, some Chestertown. And we got up here, and we were happy, and I was thinking, now we're going to go swimming. I'd still like to go. I brought my bathing suit. Anyhow, the first night we prayed here, after the meeting, Jihui Jieshu, Jihui Wana Wajushu Zai, Nega Shou Meo Nega Tien Si Chin, Yo Yiga Gong Tien, Meo Tien Si Chin. Very quiet. And I said, I loved my mother. I said, dear Jesus, my mother wants me to be baptized. The Holy Spirit, I can say, what ibeza fechan I will move in. Ta jiao da wo the dong si hayo, teasing one, anything she taught me, or anything she reminded of me, it all went into my heart. And I loved her, a fechan I ta. Wo do yo shia ta da yanza. I wanted to be like my mother. And my mother drank black coffee. I wanted to drink black coffee too. So already 10, I was drinking black coffee. 刚刚开始很苦，可是因为我有小母亲，所以就继续喝。一直到现在，我喝 black coffee. Till now, I'm drinking black coffee because of my mother. My mother influenced my life. She was a good mother. Say, Toi Ka Wan Shang Zai Jedi, Toi Ka Wan Shang Mayo, Wakan Ju Yisu Shu Hui Ape Shoning Chong Man. The first night, it what did not come. So the next night, I thought, this is just as good as yesterday. Gan Zuo Tian Yi Yang Hao, Say, Waji Shi Jay Cho, Ju Yisu Mia Chong Man. Wakan Nao, John Shrek, this morning you saw John Shrek. 他有一个妹妹，他的妹妹是Anna， 跟我年龄一样。他已经被圣灵充满。Anna was the same age as I, and she was already filled with the Holy Spirit. So I said to Jesus, 我对主说，你看Anna已经被圣灵充满。 我年龄一样，好不好？今天也给我，很简单，真的不是那么复杂，是非常简单，相信。 And Jesus came, very quiet, very quiet, but it was real.
Hallelujah!
It was real.
Hallelujah!
He drew my heart. 他真实的，而且。 有一点方言也有，可是很简单， and it was a small beginning, not a big beginning. It was a small beginning, 小小的, but I knew it was real. 那天我们住在 boathouse, 我们好喜欢把 boathouse, and I wanted to read my Bible. 头一个印象是 come toward to Jim. I knew it was real. So Nega Shaho, Wakamwa Jia Chi Shu Ta Cho Manwa. Erchia, I said to my sister, my big sister, he filled me with the Holy Spirit. And the Erchian Ji Hui De Shaho. Kui Kan Chia Ta Ta Tsunsa. From the next day, in the meeting, I could feel the presence of Jesus. This morning, I said that song they sang, Qin Jin Gong Qin Jin, Nearer Still Nearer. That was my favorite song. So I got a blessing this morning that they sang that again. Ne Itza Tama Chan Nega, Qin Jin Gong Qin Jin, Do Shi Yin Wada Xin. And Jesus would draw my heart. Sometimes there was quiet times in the meeting, maybe a half an hour quiet. I knew it was Jesus. Busha Wood said she saw them. Was she a 很简单的小孩子, but it was Jesus. It was Jesus. From that, there's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough that comes that brings you into the Holy of Holies. And it's not difficult, but we have to cleanse ourselves. I was, 刚才我在思想一个经文, 再跟着, 不需要看, you know, 都知道, 要接近我们, 从, 灵魂及一切的污秽, cleanse me from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. There's sometimes filthiness in us. We don't know. 有的时候那个污秽, 外面都很好. Outwardly, we're not sinning. And outwardly, there's nothing wrong. But inwardly, sometimes inward, still of the flesh. And Jesus wants to cleanse that. And he wants to do it. And these days we heard about, last night I was glad for Philip Walfel's message. Zorhiman Shanta Tito, Philip Walfel Tito. I like him especially. Tati Dao, humbleness, to the Fei Chang Chung Ya. And Yan Chi Da De Shao, it's very important about humbling ourselves. And especially even when you get older, because Rong Chao Se Jie Woman Shua, Ta Shua Nian Chi Da De Shao, Woman Gong Shu Yao Qian Bei Shao Lai. She said, when we get older, we need even more to be humbling ourselves. And I liked his message. And I thought, yes, I have to humble myself. I asked Jesus, show me where I need to be humbled. I went to Germany, Brother Hans Wolfer wanted me to go to Germany. So he was Chi Dagua. Jianan Shimu, Tashiga Fei Chang Hao the Shintu. Sister Caroline Gardner, she was a saint. She gave me a book. She called my mother on the phone and said, does she have that book, Humbleness, Humility, by Andrew Murray? We have it in Chinese also. We translated it. Qian Dei Mo Antalya. And my mother said, I don't think so. So, Take Wo Hai Shi Bao Liu. Wo Dai Da De Guo. Qian Qian Ku Le Wei Qian Dei Tao Gao. Wo Ne Ge Shi Hou Shi Ya Hen Duo De Gong Zuo Bang Mang Hen Duo De Gong Zuo. Wo Cong Lai Mei You Xi Guo Nan Shang De Zhe Zuo. Oh, 他们德国人 in Germany, they like to get to scrub and clean much more than I was used to in America. So even the towels for the bathroom, they were linen. They had to be ironed even. And the nan shanda, ni shanda, the bathroom for the men and bathroom for the ladies. I never had to go in men's bathrooms and clean. But over there, I had to do it. And even they wanted you to do it with your own hands, no gloves. So I had to learn that. And I said to Jesus, "7 months, every day I prayed for that. I prayed that book, Tianpei. And it was good, very good. And the last month, I prayed the last month after praying all these humility. I said, Jesus, I have one more month. Make it hard for me. And let me learn my lesson to humble myself. The opposite. He made it so nice. So it's the gusha. But I found Jesus in a greater way. Greater way. But Dadao Yesu Kung Fang Fu the Erche Ipe to Watong Dakwa Kwe Lai. Watala Cha. Oh, what chair of a moon Kukan Ching and to a Pukan Ching and to a Puk Chung Chi. What she chia chia cha. Which had a gum put out of All I wanted to do, I came back from Germany. My mother, all I wanted to do with my sister, Da Sao Ganjing. Da Sao Ganjing. That's Chinese, yeah. although I would, but it was talking Germany. German. I wanted to clean. Everything I thought was dirty, but it was good for me. Of course, Mam and Tomeo, Ula Musa, Uncle Hans told us that some of the German ladies, they have, from the enemy. They have to clean up. One lady over there, she washes the windows every day. That's what I heard. So, Tamantai Ai Ganjing, Ta Guofen. So that was my lesson, learning. And Jesus changed me. But now I still have to pray. Was Hintet Basha Sensei. I'm not finished yet. I have to keep praying for humility. Bushi, I'm not going to pray for Da Sao Ganjing. I'm not going to pray Chenzai Shemito Da Sao Ganjing. But humility. Wamanigashaho Be Ula Musa, Hayo Chabna Musa, Brother Edwin, Taman Chow Bell Woman, Igeren Yao Fu Shi Ju Liang Tian Shi Ji Shao Liang Tian Shi Yao Dao Gao Ige Shi Qian Bei. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall be filled. Shi Xin Diren Yo Fu Li Mei Kamen Do Tao. The other blessed Yo Ba Fu Wen Tong Kren Shi Wen Ba Fu. Ling Wai Shi, blessed are the pure in heart, she shinder in your pool. Purity and humility, poverty of spirit. Jaliang tian shi, ne ega fu shi ju le, yao dao gao. She ha tamen nige shi ho, to shu dao gao tong. She ha dao gao tong. Dao gao tong shi shen a yi se, 有一个好像一个成全在你的里面，被谦卑，可是一辈子需要继续的为谦卑祷告，一辈子需要也为 purity 祷告。我们台湾很多成功人，有的人开始的很好。Some in Taiwan, in our fellowship there in Taiwan, Zion Church. Some started very good. But they failed very soon on purity. Something happened. They couldn't serve the Lord. And it was good.所以这个是我们所得到的成长的教训，一定要在谦卑跟清心祷告 ，humility and purity of heart， 那个包含很多 ，it's a big subject， but to pray about it， and even when you get old to pray about it.Especially 年轻人时候，他们本来的开始啊，一有一个 temptation， 一个试探来，他们跌倒。But Jesus can keep us， 耶稣会保守我们，要在谦卑一方面，在清醒一方面。You wanted to know, Sister Martha, aboutJesus, and it was here at camp, that breakthrough, when I was filled with the Holy Ghost, 10 years old, going on
away. Amen.
I still need to have that breakthrough. Keep it fresh. The presence of Jesus, I've walked with him so many years, it's there all the time.Praising the Lord brings、
Amen.
His presence. Walking back and forth,、
Amen.
As you said. Praising.、
Amen.
We come from the same background. Only I didn't come from the Middle West. I came from New York.
She said, both of you come from the same background. Only.She's not from the Middle West.
we're twins.
Yes.
In the same background.
My teacher,
I didn't know you all those years because I was in Taiwan.
Yeah, I said this morning, my teacher's mother was Hans Waffago's teacher.
Yeah.
And he brought the light from Zion. He brought it here. And then he gave it to Brother Chow in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he translated, the spirit came on him.
And not everybody accepted it. The Bushameika Trandaren, 也我是说的中国人，有的很比较有名，很会讲到，他们喜欢 ,they liked his preaching, they liked Brother Hans's preaching, but they...didn't like the praising.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like the praising. But Jack Chow, 周金海, 全部吞下去. He took everything. That's why 我为什么在2019年, why in 2019 I saw him here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was leaving. It was time to leave.And I was so happy to see him. And he was with John Chow, his son. I said to Jack Chow, Zhou Jinhai Musha, 我对他说谢谢你你忠心到底 You followed that light that he received from Brother Hans Walter.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he spread it to others.
Yes. That's right.
跟我前一阵子也被请，这个是大概两年之前，到另外一个地方 也是那个时候乌朗牧师特别认识那个中国弟兄，他很好，荣教授很宝贵， and Sister Pearl appreciated him too. But he did not, I don't know why, he did not follow getting filled with the Spirit. Yes, he touched on the base on the internet. Because if we touched at a chicken salmon, but Jack Chow was true. And I thanked him. What did he say? 谢谢你，你忠心到底为这个阳光。So that's why you're here. He spread that light. And I think Jesus, 耶稣也很幽默。你知道我上个礼拜四来，我不知道这个桥被关了，我不知道。I didn't know the bridge was closed.I came on Thursday.
Sorry, that's my fault.
No. Anyhow, that's
okay. She registered through me.
And I was so happy I'm driving along. Once you get on the through, not the throughway, I come on the Taconic State. And then once I get on the Northway, you have a little on Swedish. You're quiet in Sunamta, quiet. And it draws your heart coming to camp. And so the last stretch here, Dollar Jelly. Ah, 从那没有那个桥被关闭. From 1947, that was the first time.
Wow.
Till now, it was never closed. That was always open. Thursday, it was closed.So what did I have to do? Turn around and go back. And then all the way around the lake. And then come in that way. It's okay. It's okay. But I got here. And last night, Philip Walfull said to me, the bridge is open. Push it towards the end by Uwan Shan. Friday night, he told me, it's open. And I said, boy, Jesus did it for Brother Chow. He knew that was his special day. He knew that was the day yesterday. The day before, the night before, it was open. Isn't that wonderful?
It's wonderful.
Even in a little thing, it's not it was a big thing to us. But even in something like that, he knew now it's Jack Chow's memorial. Let's open that bridge. So there's so many stories. So many stories. They all help us to love Jesus.
Amen.
I think the Lord sometimes has a humor. He sees your earnestness, and he sees, he knows all about your background. Touch it out. 你们小的时候如果都没有机会他都知道。So now he's boosting you and giving you extra blessings. I had a good background from child. I should have done much better than I did in my life.But Jesus had his way in my life. I know he did. I still pray that he has his way in my life. Sometimes I don't want to talk. That's not right either. Sometimes I don't want to
talk. Hallelujah.
But then you call on me.
I knew you want to pray for those young staff.
Yeah.
You want to pray for
anyhow, them? Anything you say, I obey.
So do they. So do they. I'd be careful.
See.
And we miss Martha and her husband, so I thought you could pray for them.
Who is Martha?
Martha and
Leah. Oh,
I made a mistake, though, this morning. I forgot to take the children's offering. We take it tonight.
Oh, that's okay.
You know, for the... But isn't it wonderful, the bridge open before the children come?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And before this memorial.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I believe I have it straight. You gave your heart to Jesus at 5 and you were filled with the Holy Spirit at 10.
Yes. Yeah, 10 going on 11.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think, of course, Mother always took us to church. Every time church was open, Mother took us to church. But I think I gave my heart to the Lord in second grade, maybe 7 years old. And then my sister got the Holy Spirit first, like your friend Anne. Anna.
My sister.
Yeah, your sister.
Yeah, she was 9, and she's 8 years older than me.
Oh, see, my sister got the Holy Spirit first at 12. I was 12, and I didn't get the Holy Spirit, but I think somewhere between 13 and 14, I got baptized in a meeting where I was prayed for, and I fell into the sawdust. You know, it was outside in a tent meeting. Like, but I got another baptism when I first came here. Greatly brought me here. She visited Zion. She said, Martha, you need to come to camp. All I did was cry. I couldn't stop crying every meeting. Brother Gardner was here and Sister Caroline in 1980-81. And I know I got another baptism.
Yes.
But there's more.
Yes.
Maybe we'll get another one before we leave.
Sure.
Pastor Schreck and his wife laid hands on me this morning after meeting.
Oh, yes.
So I took it again.
Sure.
They come over on their own and pray for us.
Yes. His wife,
Sarah,
yeah. She has a wonderful touch with the Lord.
Oh, it's mom. Oh, you missed this morning.
I was there.
Were you there 7 to 8?
Yeah.
Oh, you were. I'm kind of mixed up.
Yeah.
I mean, did you come to the early morning, 7 to 8?
No, I didn't come.
Well, ask her to close the meeting a couple minutes to 8, maybe 8 o'clock, and God poured out his glory. I mean, she couldn't do it. She couldn't keep up with the translation. She prayed so quickly in the Holy Spirit for about 10 or 15 minutes, and God poured out the glory. I thought of you, you would have loved that.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know her. I know her sons better. Danny and Jeff, they work with Jim here. This is first year Jim's not on the grounds.
Yeah.
He usually works with groundsmen, but he loved those boys. They were so different than other teenagers.
Yes.
I could see parents train them to love God. They treat you so kindly. We find the Chinese are very kind to us. I think it's because my hair is white now. My hair used to be dark brown, but then it got gray and now it's white. And they've been very good. The Dallas group are so kind to Jim and I. They treat us like their parents.
You live in Dallas?
No, but we went to visit them.
Oh.
And we drove up. They said, pull in the garage. And they all come out, take everything out of our car, all our luggage, carry it in. They had Pastor Chow's bed all with new sheets and linens on it. And Sister Nancy put us in their room, make dinner for us. And we stayed with them a week or 10 days. And Sister Ruth was there to help us. They treat us better than our own children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. We had a lot of similarities. You talk, Mary Elizabeth Judd taught me about the saints too. And especially Teresa, the little flower.
Yeah.
She fell in love with Jesus. And she died young, I think in her 20s. But she did everything for the love of Jesus.
Yes.
And Mary Elizabeth taught us that. Martha, I was just 14 when I met her, and she said, you do everything for the love of Jesus, washing dishes, scrubbing floor, everything, just like her. She wanted to be the bride of Christ. I didn't think I'd ever marry, but then the Lord brought Jim in my life, and he's been very good to me, and I prayed a year before I said yes. I was walking, praying. You know, I learned to get victory. I was shy too, like you. My mother would have company come, and I'd hide behind her dress. I was very shy, and I didn't talk like I do now. But my sister was the different. My sister was full of joy and very outward, and she was really wanted to be a missionary to Cuba. But I just wanted to do my studies and get a good grade in school. But the Lord picked me up. I was a real Martha. I wanted to work. And anyway, that was before I got filled with the Holy Spirit. But even when I got to Zion at 18, I found out I was born with some depression. And part of that, I have a German heritage. Vito.
Yeah.
They think it's German Jewish. B-E-I-T-E-L. Vitel. And I found out in Zion, I couldn't. Mary Elizabeth's teaching was opposite of what I had in the schools. In the schools, you tried to achieve. She said, no, the way up is down.
Yeah.
It's coming down, not achieving.
Yeah.
And she would give me 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning, just pray to see yourself the way Jesus sees you and to ask him that you know him, seek to know him. Oh, I saw all kinds of things inside of myself I never knew. I thought I was a very good girl when I went to Zion. I thought I was ready for mission field. When I graduated, I thought, I'm different than all these 300 in my class. I'm going to a mission field. But it was a long years before God got me there. You know, because there were things in me that still had that ambition. And then in the afternoon, she had us pray from 3 to 5 for humility. Purity in the morning and humility at night.
Oh, really?
And not much work. They just had me do light work, like dusting, somebody else vacuum, chopping vegetables, somebody else cook. And it wasn't any way I could achieve anything or feel like I was worth anything. And I got very discouraged.
How old were you?
18. They were all 50 and 60 years old. Nobody 18 but me. I was the last one they took in training. They were already 50, 60 years old. But then Sister Greatley came and said, Martha, you ought to come to camp. Oh, it was wonderful here. You could work all the time. You could work without stopping. You could work in the village. You could work in the kitchen, you know, the cottages. But what I had before that, those 8 years in Zion, I had that problem of being discouraged. And Miss Judd taught me how to do what Hans Waffen did. 1 hour, I went home for a while. They asked me to go home after 2 years, and I walked the floor praising every morning, 1 hour, walking for it. And after 4 months of doing that every morning, it was gone. It was gone. It was totally gone. Just praising. There's miracles that happen in our soul when we praise the Lord. The darkness flees, and it's victory. So anybody that has a depression, discouragement, you can be set free as you walk and praise. And God did a mighty thing in me, and then I asked if I could go back. They said, not yet, not time. So I kept praying and seeking it in Ohio and going to work. And I worked with a lady that was very unkind to me. I didn't know why. A girl, she usually worked 1 year with her. I worked 10 years with her. And the Lord, I broke down about 7 years. I said, Lord, she complained about everything I did. Either I did it too fast and it wasn't correct, or I did it too slow and it took too long. I found out later she had been embezzling money from the company, and she really didn't keep anybody on staff. But I broke down about 7 years after trying to please and do. I cried all the way home every night from work. But I said, Lord, you put me here, because I asked the Lord, I don't care where I work. When I got home and praised through like that, and if you put me in the center of your will, I don't care where it is. And this opportunity came to work in a men's clothing store. It was called Harvard's Men's Clothing, H-A-R-V-A-R-D. And I thought I had a Harvard education. Because I broke down in my bedroom and I said, Jesus, I can't love her. I can't. She's so cruel to me. But, and these were Jewish men that owned this company. And I said, Jesus, you have to give me your love for her. And the last 3 years, he did it. I came to love her. And when she wanted to retire, I had a party for her and flowers on the table in a nice restaurant with the other girls came from the office. And she said to me, Martha, I haven't been very good to you, but you're a real person. I said, it's Jesus. And later when I married Jim, I went back to visit her in a nursing home. And she smoked all the time, so she had cancer of the throat. And she said to me, if you knew what I'm doing, you wouldn't like me. I said, well, she said, I'm being cremated. Oh. I said, that doesn't matter. It's your soul that counts. You just have your heart right with God. She said, I've been praying every night. And I got to pray with her and showed her my wedding ring. And Jim came in and met her. And I said, we just pray together. Jesus, ask him to forgive our sins and to cleanse us. The Jewish men were very kind to her. When they found out through the auditor she had been stealing money from the company in the bookkeeping, they forgave her and told her, you keep your job, you just pay it back little by little. She said, well, I needed money for my husband's medicine. He had cancer. And they forgave her. I think that was something. God kept her there to work on me. But I know he did something to train me in loving people that are unkind, you know, and then later I hear I got to, I never knew about this until I took Jim to Florida to meet the Jewish men that had hired me. We stopped to visit them and I wanted to meet Jim. They thought I would never marry. They thought I was Amish because I wore long skirts.
Like Amish.
Yeah, you know, I live in Ohio, an Amish community. I wore skirts over my knees.
Yeah.
And all the other girls wore them above their knees. And I didn't have any makeup or earrings.
Yeah.
They thought I must be Amish or Mennonite.
Yeah.
But they told me the story that they had discovered her embezzling. This was after she died, they told me. And they said, she wasn't very good to you, was she? But they noticed that, and they, I know, as a witness to them, they knew I loved the Lord. And they even, one of them had a daughter in Milwaukee. So on one of the trips, they asked me if I wanted to go along with them. They dropped me off in Zion. They wanted to see this place that I loved and talked about. And they and their wife came and took a look at it. And so it was a witness to them. I got to see the other brother with Jim, too. He was dying with leukemia in Florida. And the Lord gave me a witness to him. When I introduced Jim, he told Jim he was a lucky man, and he told me I was a lucky wife. His name was Carl, and he treated me like his own daughter. And I said, when I came to see you, his son was due to visit, too. I said, what if I said, Carl, if your son's going to be there, I don't want to come and visit you, because I never liked him. I liked his son. I was trying to give him a picture. The Lord gave me this picture. He says, well, what do you mean, Martha? Well, I mean, that's like God and the Lord Jesus Christ. If we say we don't want anything to do with his son, how is he going to accept us? Jesus Christ is his son. And when I'm telling this story, his Jewish wife spoke up and said, well, Jesus is our Passover lamb. Oh, here in college, she had a Christian friend. And she said, oh, Martha, he's our Passover lamb. And Carl said to my husband, you better get her out of here before she converts me. But, you know, that was all in his plan. I learned bookkeeping there. And then I learned it because she wouldn't teach anybody her job. And when she retired, the accountant had to teach me to make payroll, how to do invoices. And later, I look back and I see Jack Chow put me into being the treasurer of GMI. And I had that bookkeeping experience. So you see now that I'm almost 80, I'm 79, I see that all along the way, he put the pieces all together. And when I was here, I met the McKinnons. Do you remember Ruby?
Oh, of course. She was my counselor. I fell in love with her. I was about 9, 10.
Well, I met her here at CAF at a retreat. Well, her husband had a heart attack, and Mary Elizabeth asked Brother Gardner if I could stay a week longer than the retreat because of the airline, and I stayed with Greatley, and they were guests, and it was Michael Corrigan's 30th birthday, so how long ago would that be? Michael's 10 years younger than me. He's 69, so it's about 9 years ago. And it was Michael's birthday. We were meeting in the house. And Brother Gardner said, Sister Ruby, will you come and lay hands on Martha? I was sitting at the table. Ruby came over with Gordon McKinnon, laid hands on me. And I don't have visions, but I'm sitting like this. And across the room, I saw a light come at me. It was fearful. It was fearful. It was a light, a bright light, but it came at me like that. And for 3 days I walked in that presence, but it just struck me. And so that was the beginning of falling in love with Ruby, and then they let me come there. It asked me to come 3 days. It turned out to be 3 years. And Jim was in that church, and he had this regard for me. I never thought of him, but, you know, I prayed, and I walked the floors again. And I was home with my mom at the time. I walked the street praying, Lord, Lord. Some people were against my marrying him, and they just were against it. Not my mother, but other people.
When did you get married?
91. I've been married 30 years.
Oh, that long?
I was 48.
Oh.
And I'm married, and he has 3 adopted sons who were in their teens.
Yeah.
And his wife had passed away.
Yeah.
But she had divorced him before that. When he found the Lord Jesus at 40, she told him, I don't want to go that way. I was born Catholic. I'm going to die Catholic. But she said, I want to go dancing, and she wanted Jim to go dancing. She said, I didn't feel right dancing with other women then. You know, she wanted to dance with other men. And,
oh.
And she said, get out of here. And she divorced him. And she had several other men after that. But Jim had this regard for me, and that's why Gordon McKinnon was upset with me, because, Martha, you'll never be accepted in the ministry married to a divorced man in those days. But I prayed. I went home for a year and prayed. And I was walking like I do, walk and pray outside on the sidewalk. And I said, Jesus, I don't care what anybody says. It's just when I stand before you, I want you to say, Martha, well done. And I walked a few steps and I realized Jim's last name is Weldon. And I come and I'm like, what did I just say? Martha, well done. And Jim was a gentleman to me, and my mother had the Parkinson, you know, and after 3 years in Canada, another 3 years, Brother McKinnon said that we could come to the church, but I was not to preach, and I was not to teach, and I was not to lay hands on anyone, because it would look like they accepted me in the ministry. And I said, Jesus, I belong to you. And different of my Sunday school students, 17 of them drove from Canada to Massillon, Ohio, about 400 miles. They come to our wedding in Massillon, because Gordon wouldn't marry us.
What?
He wouldn't marry us. He wouldn't marry Jim and I because of the divorce. He said we could come to the church, but he didn't want me ministering. And we had to go back to Canada because Jim was still working. He was the director of housekeeping in the 700-bed hospital. And we went back there. We had no place to live. Joe and Lois Walfogle, Joe Hoskin, let us live in their basement. And we went to the church, and I said, well, Jesus, if I could preach it from the pulpit, I ought to be able to live it in the pew, to rejoice always and to trust always and believe it. And different ones of my Sunday school students said, oh, we thought you were coming back to be our teacher. No, not now. But after 3 years, Gordon and Ruby came on November 14th. I made a lemon pie. They came to our little house. And guess what happened, Gerda? Ruby said, Martha, can we pray for Gordon? His feet are all blue. You know, he had a heart condition. Can we pray? And Jim and I and Ruby went to pray for him in our living room, and the cloud of God's presence filled the whole living room. So magnificent. And Gordon says, my God has blessed this marriage. And he sat down, had the lemon pie. The next morning, the superintendent of Sunday school called and said, Martha, would you teach alternately in an adult class? It was Joe Hoskin. I said, Joe, you know. Joe had come to our wedding in Ohio. The organist came to our wedding. The pianist came to our wedding out of Canada to Ohio. And I said, Joe, you know I'm not allowed. He said, the chief, meaning Gordon McKinnon, the chief called me this morning and he said, call Martha. He said, call Martha. God's clock struck. He wanted me to learn those 3 years. Of course, I had 3 boys to take care of, too, and a new husband, and 40, 50 years old. But the Lord wanted me to learn. The sin was not marrying a divorced man. It was because I had allowed the ministry, because Gordon McKinnon let me work as hard as they do at camp. I was so busy teaching, hospital work, and in class, doing the housekeeping for the whole faith home, laundry for them, that sometimes I'd fall asleep in my prayer. And the time with Jesus, you know, he's a jealous lover. He doesn't want the ministry to take his place. And I knew he wanted me for himself. I've taught this in China. I've taught it in Malaysia. I've taught it in all those countries about being a lover of Jesus. He's jealous. And he wants us for himself. First of all, your mind. Your mind, first of all. And out of that union comes the ministry takes care of itself. You know, it'll flow out of that. And so Gordon and Ruby were very open to my teaching in there. And Mother had 17 years she had Parkinson's. So we moved to Ohio. A little house right next door to her. I could take care of her in her home. And Jim and I could go to work and then take care of her at night. So when she passed away, that's when I went to Dallas to visit my sister. And Jack Chow said, God sent you. You're supposed to be my associate minister. And he accepted Jim freely. He had no problem with having been a divorced man. He accepted him freely. He respected Jim. He never corrected Jim. Just like Kenny Friedman said, he never corrected him, but he trained me. And the Lord used Jack Chow to train me. You know, God uses people to train us. We don't always like the training, but he uses it to break down things in us that he wants to get rid of. So I have been so blessed to hear your story. I have my story in it. It seemed to be similar in some ways. We had a lot of privileges. We had great privileges. Godly people poured into us. And now we have to let the Lord pour it out of us into other people. We wish you would come online with us.
I don't think I'm good for that. Anything Jesus wants me to do, I'll do.
Okay.
But in my heart, so I don't think I'm good for that.
No, I know.
You have all these people, and
Well, they all work together.
Yeah, they all work together.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah. That's what Richmond is doing. They have their team.
Teamwork,
yeah. And I'm not good with going online and stuff like that. Well, I'll change if he wants me to. I can work, yeah.
That's hard. Are we past time? No, we still got 10 minutes. What do you want to say, Ruth? Say something. Shut me up.
So you married in 1991. That's
married
when I started. I had to come back from Taiwan. I had to take care of my mother. I had promised Sister Pearl I'd carry the work through. I'd continue. And then I had to take care of my mother. That's why I live in Woodhaven. But I took my mother 7 times to Taiwan.
Ooh.
She was 90.
Wow.
See, I was so naive even at that age. I thought, we're just going to go on a plane. I never thought she might have a stroke or something. I never thought of that. I just took her. I used to take her up the hill here. She walked with me. She was good. Yeah. And she went to Taiwan. We had to go to, the EVA airline. They go direct to Taiwan.
Yeah.
Very good. In those days, I had to go to Japan, and then from Japan to Taiwan. And it was a much longer trip, about 28 hours. But she did it. She could adjust. But if I did now at this age, I'd think, how did I ever do that? Why did I was too naive. You know. But I wanted to obey Sister Pearl. She wanted me to carry it on. And that's why I went, the last time I was there was 2020, in January. I came home, the pandemic started, and the door was closed.
Oh.
And I can't go. Mm-hmm. Americans are not allowed to go. So I have to wait. I thought in June I could go again. And it's all connected with, Uncle Hans told me when I went to Taiwan, he said, obey what Sister Pearl wants you to do.
Oh.
And he said, she's a great vessel. He told me that. Mm. When what she wants you to do, do it. So I tried my best. Mm-hmm. And even that she wanted me to. And I've continued. Now I'm the only one left of the La White. The foreigners. I'm the only foreigner left. And we have lots of good workers. And they should know all your workers, too.
Well, we're so glad that the Lord didn't allow you to go to Taiwan.
So then if you kept giving me an email and I thought, I can't go, it's too late now.
And here you are.
I really didn't think I would come.
And then people said they've been trying to get her for years.
So then I thought, well, maybe I should. And so I came. Yeah, I love to drive.
That's what people said. Gerda never comes anymore.
No, because I had trouble with my legs. And even though I had the
surgery,
knee replacement, it's better. But this leg hurts me too.
Oh.
And I wanted to throw away the cane and just walk. But I can't yet.
Or swim.
I had knee replacement. This knee had the bone and bone neck.
Yeah.
And the man said it has to be changed. So that's what I did. And I'm waiting when I can throw away the cane. I want to jump.
Can you go swimming now?
I could go swimming.
We're going to have a water baptismal for Alvin on Wednesday.
I can't be here till then.
Oh,
I have a meeting on Wednesday.
He's the boy that sat at our table today. That's David Chow's son from Shanghai.
Oh, yes.
He's been living with Esther for a couple years in college. Yes. And he wants to be baptized.
Yeah, good.
So let me look forward to that.
Mm-hmm. 非常 important 的，就给我一些话要跟大家分享，特别关于这两位，可以吗？
Okay, sorry, I should interrupt because before I came here, Lord told me I came here as special gift to me, and she gave me the answer. When I first day saw Bei牧师在这里, because I think she already passed away. But I'm not I'm from Taichung. Only can go to Taipei twice, three times a year. So I visit there, I learn 安静等候. I was very young, around 20, I'm in the college. I cannot stay there for over 30 minutes, 1 hour. So I have my patient there. But after that, I came to United States in 1978. I was baptized by Holy Spirit through Grace Zhang牧师, Zhang Shouqing牧师. She touched my head in 1995, January 1st. Since then, non-stop Holy Spirit baptized till now, today. Why I have my most courage sitting up, have this testament, there are always one complaint to the Jesus, to the Lord. I say, Lord, you love American people more than Chinese people. It's not fair. Because American people, when they found this country, they have the deal, 他们跟有立约, your covenant with the Lord, with the American people. So this whole country founded by Lord. And Chinese people with 5,000, 6,000 years culture and our founding, 皇帝, we don't have a deal. I said, not fear. You don't love Chinese people. But today, I was so touched. God gave me the answer. He loved Chinese people. You know what? Look at here. How he showed his love. Look at the 贝教师, look at Pearl Young, look at 吴老牧师, look, and even go back to what? To 罗炳森师母. Because I really feel I have a personal relationship with 罗炳森师母. Even she, I was 1995. After I got baptized, all through the process, read the 罗炳森, 荣耀光辉, that book, read the 吴老牧师, a little booklet, called all the 吴老牧师 saying in the book. We all familiar, there's a process, we can have inner life through that. But you know why a personal relation with the 罗炳森师母? Because 他的信心家庭, the faith family, found in Chicago. It's very weird, I'm Chinese, I'm young. How many years 罗炳森师母 till now? But when I came to this camp, the first day, what God opened the vision to me through 贝教师, through 还有那个牧师, the Philip was the first, the day left today, go to have a service, 那个牧师, Philip, yeah. So that morning through their preaching, conversation, sharing, opened my mind. You know what? Lord opened the vision, say, no matter Chinese, American, no matter color yellow, no matter which color, we have all the color in this meeting. Did you notice black, Indian, all here, no matter what. But in the God's kingdom, we are unified. We are the body of Jesus Christ. So I feel, wow, yes, yes. And why I feel have personal relationship. It's impossible. We are so far. The age and the, how I feel personal relation with 信心家族, with 吴老牧师, I haven't seen him, but look at today. There's inheritance. There's Jesus' love. There's his kingdom. So we are his daughter. We are his son. He loved us. He loved China through what? Through what? We all know that. So now I will not complain. I said, Lord, Abba Fu, you love Chinese people. But very important, it's not I prove and I know God, Jesus love us. And we're all here. What we here for? We come here, enjoy the inner life. We enjoy the relationship with Jesus. Not just that, like this morning, the last I say, I don't know who, it's a mother or who called, what's calling? What's the Lord's calling for you in your life? So we need to ask ourselves. We can meet Zhou Jinghai Musu with such a wonderful mentor, has such a wonderful group. The best fit in front of us, what's the purpose? So when you, I think when you ask Jesus, we come here, what's about for? We have Jeremiah, we have so many. And this most beautiful, because I have met many different, how to say, 宗教, church. But this is the most smooth transaction. Because passed away so fast, we all not prepare our heart, that's true. But look at the transaction. I see other church, other something happened like that. Does not continue with the beautiful inheritance. So we are so blessed. And Zhou Mu-shi, I think through Zhou Mu-shi, I heard last pastor, I heard there's no leader for his passed away. So he has four, you know, 你看, you know, 四个牧师, so this is how beautiful, smooth transaction. That's what everybody say. 周牧师师母 passed away. Actually, they still live. They live in our heart. They still talk through their preaching. So I feel how wonderful we are. Jesus loves us so much. And I'm so happy to see 被教师, 他没有 pass away. So I call the 齐牧师, I call 齐牧师 right away. Say, 他活着, he's alive, she's alive. I'm so happy. See, what a goosebump come out, you know. And another thing I'm so touched by, because I get Martha's teaching through GMI. I never see her by faith. And now this time, so she's lively. How old is she? She's 5 years older than I am. But I feel she's like 18, 20 year old. Full of energy. And like housekeeper here, run everything. So I feel, so I just feel we're so blessed. I would say thank you. 我不会再complain. 我不会再跟阿巴父讲. This is not fair. You don't like Chinese. You love Chinese. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us in Isaiah, it's in Isaiah, I think it's 48, verse 12. China is in the Bible.
Yes.
It's in the Bible.
Oh, China
is from China.
秦国来的。
Martha Robinson prayed especially for China.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And that was many. I didn't know her. That's before my time. But she prayed for China and said they are more important than people realize.
Wow.
And look at what God did.
Yes, yes.
In China, so many people have come, and they even let me talk about Jesus in the state churches.
Oh,
a few times.
Oh, in the state
churches. And the state seminaries, Bushawashian. I wouldn't want that, but God made that. I can even go back there if I want to. But I'm not going now. But God loves China.
Yes.
And look at the Bibles. They can't throw away the Bibles. You can buy them even in the state church in China. It's true. And look, there's so many Chinese Christians now in all of China. And here at camp, the boys and girls, it's mostly Chinese children. God loves China. And God opened the way. It's all through Sister Pearl, Ta Renshi. The people she knew, that's how it started that they were coming here. It's many years already.
Yes.
Many years.
No, younger.
So it doesn't, I'm Chinese now. Because, they let me in. I used to have
居留证。
居留证
啊，
居留证，
居留证，居留
证，
居留证，居留证，哦，居留证，哦，
他还是没有来，跟手工做
两本。
Anyhow,
dear ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get ready for some.
Yeah.
It's 10 after 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supper 5:30. So
when we're with you, we could go on forever.
Yeah, I know. But I have to think about the cook.
Oh, 2 years old.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Sister Gurney.
I didn't do anything. You did it.
I've been wanting to come and talk to you alone, but they heard everything I had to say. I would have just told that to you, but my children heard it too. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you are drawing us all closer to you.
Yes.
Jesus, we want to be changed.
Yes.
You said, by beholding you, we're changed into the same image. It's not just sitting, sleeping in a cell group. We need to walk in the Spirit. Yes, it's wonderful to wait on the Lord. We need it. We desperately need it. But not just to enjoy it. We need to be changed into that same image from glory to glory. We want to be changed. We're here to have you work in us, to change us, Lord, to be conformed to the image of your dear Son. Go with us as we prepare for supper tonight and bless our evening.
Amen.
As you speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.